Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Raiders make it through to the big dance for the first time since 1994. 25 years ago, the Green Machine of 1994. Meninga, Stewart, Daly, Mullins. Some say the greatest footy team ever. 1994. Forrest Gump and Pulp Fiction were all the rage in the cinemas. Oasis topped the charts. Petrol was 68 cents a litre. Paul Keating was Prime Minister. And a schooner, well, that was just $2. It was a golden era in the NRL. Set to the most memorable and best NRL theme track ever. The Roosters.
The Sydney Roosters.
The 2018 premiers and looking to be the first team to win back-to-back titles in 26 years.
Just the fourth team in the NRL era trying to go back-to-back.
Dally-M winner Jimmy Tedesco.
Oh, he dodges and weaves and ducks and gets there.
Mr. October, Cooper Cronk.
Inside ball, Cooper Cronk, goodbye.
This time with two arms.
Cooper Cronk, what cannot he do?
Latrell Mitchell, Cordner, Keary, a team full of champions.
Oh, just beautiful to watch the Roosters.
But more importantly, the champion team.
The Eastern Suburbs Roosters.
Yeah, we joke about the salary sombrero, but they're tough, they're skillful, and they go into the 2019 decider as red hot favourites. Cinderella story of 2019.
Harley has sent the Raiders to the grand final.
And hands down the most entertaining team to watch in the NRL.
Oh my goodness! An incredible try! End to end! Side to side!
Rapana, Leilua, Whiten, and the human wrecking ball, Big Daddy Papali.
They can do it all! The Canberra Raiders!
They're capable of beating anyone on their day. And how good are these Poms?
Hodgson, he throws down a Louis!
Fair dinkum. There's more Poms in this team than the Coogee Backpackers, led by Josh Hodgson.
Ripped it out of his hands! Louis, baby!
He's turned the one-on-one strip into a bloody art form. It's the contenders v. the champions. But make no mistake, these Raiders have more than a puncher's chance of causing a major upset.
What a mouth-watering grand final we have. The Raiders against the Roosters.
So here it is. Throw a green snag on the Barbie and break out the Botox down Bondi Way. This is the grand final everyone has been waiting for. The two best attacking teams, the two best defences, the best matchup on the best day of the NRL season. Who wins? Geez, I don't know, but I do know this. Tina and Barnsley said it 25 years ago, and it still rings true. Only one can be simply the best. Better than all the rest. Thanks to Ream and Maccas, it's the 2019 NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final. Live from ANZ Stadium, the Roosters versus the Raiders. Triple M rocks the footy. It's simply the best.
Come on, go on, man.
Better than all the rest.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, Harrigan.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get better than that. It doesn't get old. That thing's 30 years old and it still gets us going. Welcome aboard live across the nation on Triple M and stations up and down the East Coast through 2 Triple M in Sydney, 4 Triple M in Brisbane, Also, our regional stations in Bundaberg, Maryborough and Fraser Coast, Toowoomba in New South Wales through Coffs and Griffith and Orange and Port Macquarie and Wagga Wagga. Plus, our stations just joining us for the first time today, Cairns, Mackay, Central Queensland, Townsville, Central Coast and Newcastle. Great to have your company on the best day of the year. And it's amazing, the rugby league weather gods, they know how to turn it on in time for the grand final. It's almost now regulation that it's mid-20s and not a cloud in the sky. And sunset here is about 7 o'clock with daylight saving coming into effect. The lights will take effect just in time for kickoff. And what a game we've got this tonight. The Roosters, the Raiders, Ryan Girdler, premiership winner, Mark Geyer, premiership winner, Bill Harrigan, greatest ref of all time. How many grand finals, Billy Boy?
10.
Even 10. That will almost certainly not be matched. Ben Dobbin on the sideline and Dan Ganane, your call team tonight. Hello, boys.
Hello. Hello, Dan. Hello, everyone. Hello, Billy, MG, Dan. This is one of those days when I think when you're growing up as a young fella, all you do is you dream about playing for your country or playing state of origin. Now, when you start, you know, coming through the system at a certain club and you spend some time with some players, then you earn the right to play first grade. Then you get to spend a whole season, not just one sometimes. Sometimes it's 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. And you get the opportunity finally to play in a grand final. This is the reason you play the game, to be here on the biggest stage in October. It does not get any better.
Never a truer word spoken, Gerds, and good afternoon to everyone who's listening to us at the moment. This is the best day on the Rugby League calendar, as Dan described beautifully. The weather gods have turned one on for us today. It's a sea of green from our vantage point at the moment, especially up this southern end. This is the sea of green for the Raiders. Up the northern end, we see all the Roosters fans gathering. It's probably three quarters full, ANZ Stadium tonight, about 20 away. It'll be a juggernaut of a stadium. Look, for mine, this matchup is just the classic David v. Goliath. On radio the other day, I had a look at the team on paper. I couldn't find any room in the Roosters backline for any Raiders players. Likewise, I couldn't find any room in the Raiders forward pack for any of the Roosters players. So for mine, it's just one of them matchups that are going to... I don't know what's going to happen. Everyone I speak to say I'm going for the Raiders with my heart. My head says the Roosters. I'm pretty much the same.
And you said the ground is about three quarters full, which is right. And I would say three quarters of those are wearing green. It's a green tsunami here. And Ben Dobbin is on the sideline for us. He always does the grand finals here at ANZ Stadium. Hello, Dobbo. What's it like down there?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, the atmosphere already, and as you said, Dan, it's only half full. The stadium is absolutely electric. If you had any belief that there wasn't the 75% support with the Canberra Raiders, you're joking. It is all one-way traffic here, if I'm really honest with you. Both teams have arrived. They've been here or been out on the surface. Both coaches have been out there. I spoke with both of them a little earlier. Only one player left here from the starting sides. I mean, look, Latrell Mitchell just sitting in the reserve seats at the moment. Just obviously, he knows the game he's got to have. I spoke to Trent Robinson, and we'll talk to him a little later, but he just said to me, if we get into this grind of what Canberra want to play, he said, we will lose the grand final. He said, that is our biggest fear, that we go back to the way they play it, which is in the middle, slowing it down, playing to their style, grinding it out. And we saw what they did with Melbourne. They hung in there. And that's the concern for the Roosters tonight. This game's got everything. I mean, it was only 25 years ago when Martin Bella dropped the ball off the kickoff of the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs and Canberra went on and won that premiership at the SFS. I was still crying back then. Tonight, their halfback from 94 is their coach, Ricky Stewart, and geez, they're excited.
And, of course, Mal Meninga will blow the horn.
Where is the horn, Dan? Can you see it?
Where is it, Dobbo? Tell us where it is.
Well, that's a good question. I think they might bring it out here. I haven't sighted it yet. It might be just on ice at the moment, but, yeah, I have not seen it out here yet.
How have you been, Billy Boy?
I've been going really well, and I just want to back up the boys and what Gerd said. This is the day that you want to be here refereeing or playing. And for a referee, usually they say to be a test referee, to get a test match, is the pinnacle of a referee's career. And to a certain extent it is, but I would trade a test match any day to referee a grand final, because that means you've won your season. Like, the players have got to win today to win the season. The referee, once he's appointed, he wins the season, and then he wants to finish it off with a really good game. So when you get assigned that game on the Tuesday, they ring you up and say, mate, you've been appointed to the grand final, you just think, you ripper. Season, that weight off the shoulders.
I go out number one.
You're number one, but you still go out to finish it off.
Now, Dobbo's got a roving commission this afternoon. He's already been getting interviews all day, and you've got another special guest, Dobbo.
Yeah, former club captain. This would be a proud moment for him. Terry Campisi, just to see Canberra in a grand final here, it doesn't get any better for you.
No, it doesn't, mate. I got out here nice and early. I'm staying at Parramatta, come out here, and went to the brewery bar, and it was just green everywhere. 90% of the people in the brewery bar was in a green jumper. They'll chant, they'll sing songs, Viking clap. I've never seen anything so spectacular, to be honest.
It's like waking a sleeping giant, but the supporters, they've always been there. They've wanted to see Canberra do well because of the 90s, the early 90s, but it just hasn't been there. It's been a really great turnaround for this club in the last 12 to 18 months.
Oh, 1,000,000%. I think it's just great for rugby league to see a different colour in the stands today. The young kids are just all cheering for Raiders, which is great for our club going to the future. And, I think it's just a big day for everyone, really. It's just against the Roosters, heavy favourites. It's a feel like 89. Our main winning that heavy favourites. Everyone thought Raiders had no chance. They come through and won. And today feels exactly the same as that.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Campo, my daughter is one of the bosses over there at the brewery. She said the Raiders fans are in fine voice. So, well done, mate. What have Canberra got to do to beat the Roosters today?
Oh, obviously, it's defence. Tedesco's a massive target, I think. It's hard. Every team, every coach has tried to coach how to defend Tedesco, but no one's done it. And that's the big key, I think. Tedesco, and I think up front, Hargraves and also Papali. That's where the platform's going to be laid. And Papali's been on fire the last few weeks, so hopefully he gets over him.
Hey, Campo, you spoke about the support that they're going to have. I was down in Canberra last week to watch that game against the Rabbits. Got there a little bit early. Saw them all walk in, the boys. Gee, they're a tight-looking bunch. They seem, and as you know, any successful side, you need to have a tight-knit group. And these guys, well, they look close.
Yeah, they are. They talk about that all the time, how well they've bonded. These English boys have come over, fit straight in. They love the culture. They've brought their culture, what they had at their previous clubs. And I'm just sitting here now in front of all the boys that aren't playing, and they're all together in a huddle and all having a laugh. So you can just see that they are a tight-knit group, and they talk about it a lot. So I know Croaks and that say how well they've bonded. So that comes, that will play later in the game when they're under fatigue.
Definitely will. Terry, what sort of fan are you? Are you a yeller and screamer? Are you going to be yelling for the ref to get him onside, or are you a quiet, reserved type?
I'm all everything. I'm 100%. last week I was doing sideline eye.
Yeah.
I jumped. I ran on the field. I forgot I had to interview the boys. Hugging everyone.
Enjoy it, brother.
Well, if you've got a voice at the end of tonight, then you weren't trying.
Yeah. I don't want a voice.
Go on, see you, mate. Terry.
See you, cheers, buddy. Guys. Thanks for having me.
One of the Canberra stalwarts. He was there through the tough times. He almost got into a grand final back in 2010. I think he might have been injured that year, or he played through it, but an outstanding Canberra Raiders player.
I think he still plays, Dan. I think he might still play, you know, dabble in the local footy.
Yeah, he played the World Cup a couple of years ago.
Yeah, for Italy.
And now here's another special guest, and one of the greats, Peter Stirling, the first Clive Churchill medal winner with you, Ben Dobbin.
Oh, it's a special night, and as we build towards this 7:30 kickoff, Stirlo, this game has everything about it tonight. Heavy favourites of the Roosters. Canberra's the crowd's favourite. What do you make of it?
Oh, look, I think the Roosters, you know, have warmed to this beautifully, but so too have the Canberra Raiders. They have two meetings this year, and the biggest margin between them has been 6 points. The other game was four, so there's been a struck match between them the times that they've clashed, and I'd like to think we're going to get a similar contest tonight. I think the first 20 minutes really important for the Canberra Raiders just to get out there and establish themselves in the game and don't allow this Roosters outfit to kind of get into a groove.
Up to you, boys.
Still, I want to ask you a technical question, because there's a feeling, and we'll find out in 15 minutes whether Jake Friend will play. The feeling, the word I got yesterday was he is going to play, and he's going to play the first 40. They're going to keep Sam Verrills on the bench, and probably Zane Tedovano will miss out. Now, that's not to be confirmed, and I might have been thrown a furphy. But if that is the case, is that a potential risk for the Roosters to really lighten their bench like that?
Well, it is, no doubt about that. But I suppose they took a risk last year putting Cooper Cronk out there, and that worked out quite well. So Trent Robinson knows his players. He knows the situation. Jake Friend, what, played 5 games this year? And, you know, you may be putting somebody, well, you're saying Tedovano. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Nat Butcher who actually missed out. But, you know, those guys have all played some great football in the second half of the season for them. Verrills has been excellent, so you have to cover Friend if he does play. But, you know, Trent Robinson, he takes calculated risks, and they tend to work out fairly favourably for him.
Nine of their last 10, Pete, they've won the Roosters. Have you seen anything more recently that the Raiders would go away, look at, and feel that they could break down defensively of the Roosters?
Look, the only thing, Gerds, like looking at last week, I mentioned it a couple of times this week, Joey Manu does come up very quickly on the outside and sometimes puts himself past the football. And as you know better than anybody, in that position, if you go past the football, you put yourself out of play. Now, that's Jack Whiten's side. So if he could put a little kick through or maybe spear it himself, or better still, a short pass to his edge back rower into that hole that might be opened up, then that may be something they can take advantage of. But, you know, to me, the Canberra Raiders probably have to throw something at the Roosters that they're not used to seeing, and that means some ad-lib play, yep. Some offloads. If you go back to round 21, two tries they scored in that game were both from offloads. So, you know, if you look back to where you've had success against them, I think you're looking to, you know, replicate that.
Sterlo, where you're standing, you're about a metre away from the playing surface. What is it like, and who do you think it'll favour tonight?
No, it's grass in, it's green, MD. It's just the way we like.
Like in Canberra, brother, yeah.
That's it. No, look, I'm not Freddy. I haven't earthed down here at all. I've got no idea how many centimetres it's been left or cut or whatever. All I know is that it's wonderful conditions down here. Both sides have no excuses. They're both healthy. Both are in good form. And I'd like to think that what I'm seeing down here, MG, means that we'll see an open game of footy. I think in many respects that'll come down to the policing of the play the ball area.
Yep.
I'd like to see maybe a second or two taken away from what we saw last weekend. I thought that just sort of closed things down a little bit. Only a second.
Yep.
And then we might see a little bit more freedom around the place.
All right. Have a good call, Sterling.
And you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sterling. One of the greats, Peter Sterling. Let's go to our man from Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes.com.au. Ladbrokes. This NRL Grand Final, you know the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself with a Ladbrokes same game multi. You know, with those, you can really jack up the odds with those, and it doesn't take all that much. Gamble responsibly. Our man who's been with us all year, Roger Aldridge, hello to you. Where has the late money been going?
It's all with the Roosters, guys. And did you nearly swear on air?
I nearly did. I've got some Palmolive here, Roger. And in the ad break,
some Palmolive.
Yeah, some green Palmolive. Yeah, okay. And I'm gonna take it, and I'm gonna stand in the corner for 10 minutes. Sorry about that.
Well, apparently it's 1994 all over again. So that maybe is a good time for the Raiders. They're $3.50, $1.40. The Roosters. They're a horror result for us, guys. Don't worry about that. The Lions sitting at 7.5 points, $2 lines with Ladbrokes too. But yeah, nightmare if the Roosters get up, boys.
Tell us about some of the big bets you guys have had this week or you've taken this week, Roger.
Yes, 200,000 on the Roosters start the year at 460, but in the last 24 hours, $100,000 on the Roosters at $1.40, $60,000 on the Roosters at $1.40, and $60,000 on the Raiders at $3.50.
Wow. Ah. Okay.
I'd like to look, always a fascinating prediction is the Clive Churchill medalist. Who's the favourite for that, buddy?
We really don't want James Tedesco to do anything tonight. Like, if he can just go for a drink now, that'd be great.
He forgot his boots, apparently, Roger. He's forgotten his boots and his mouth guard. He's left them at home. Well, his mum's gone home to get them.
First try, nightmare. Clive Churchill, nightmare. Mm. Roosters winning, nightmare. So he's $5 and $4.50 for the Churchill. Cooper Cronk, sticks and steady. Both of them are terrible results for us. As is Luke Keary as well, actually. They're the three worst results in terms of Churchill medals. So hopefully they stay away from it. Boyd Cordner at $13, also getting a bit of interest.
Okay.
I like your ambition, Roger. You've been doing it all year as if saying it's a horrible result for you is going to make us feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect anyone to cheer for the bookies. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. He's ringing us from the Bahamas, by the way.
No, thank you for your support this year, Rod.
Yes.
It's been great. We hope to do it again next year, mate. And as I said, gamble responsibly. But have a safe summer, mate, and hopefully we'll speak to you in March.
The pleasure's all yours.
Yeah, good on you, Rod.
Good on you, Rod. By the way, the Churchill winners, who do you think, what position do you think has won the Churchill the most?
Oh, I would say halves.
Yes, 10 of the 33. Then who? This is the tricky.
Is that half back or
half back? No, half back.
Half back. Yep.
You're not so back rower.
That's a close, MG. Well, a lock. There's been six locks.
Yeah, lock. Yeah.
5 second rowers, 5 fullbacks, 3 5-8s, two hookers, two props, no wingers, no centres. I'm surprised by that, no centres, no interchange players. So that is an 18 backs, 15 forwards, so pretty evenly spread. There you go, some Clive Churchill stats, and that was all thanks to Ladbrokes. We're going to take a break. We've got so much to get through between now and kickoff, which is at 7:30 daylight savings time, so it's in about an hour and 10. We're going to take the pre-match entertainment. We're certainly going to take the Viking clap and the anthems as well. Triple M rocking the grand final. It's prime time for CC's.
Any of the 34 players can be the hero.
Any of the 34 can come up with the signature play. People often ask me what it's actually like to win a grand final, and for me it was something that I never thought I'd achieve. I'd been at the club for such a long time. To try and believe that we were had the squad to go on and win a premiership, I remember sitting with them after the game and saying, boys, you don't understand, you might never get another opportunity like this, and I know I can't explain to you how special this is. This is an amazing moment, you've got to enjoy it. I never got to experience another moment like that, and to actually achieve something that you'd almost written off was just that much more special.
I think if you ask any sportsman how they feel straight after the contest, it's just a sense of relief.
The bond within the team is as strong as ever. It's a brotherhood.
Unbreakable. When you have achievements like that or you share moments like that, there's just a respect and something that will never be taken away.
Or when you catch up with your teammates from even like nearly 30 years ago for myself, it's just like you saw them yesterday, and that is the bond.
Fans, even from back then, their kids now are watching this current crop and saying that they remember where they were on the particular day we won the 91 grand final, which stays with you forever.
The get-together with the fans, 5,000 people in an area that only took 2,000 or 3,000.
They're great scenes and they're so vivid memories. I can just remember almost sort of every detail.
Now, you go through something very special together and it's very rare in life.
Well, normally you go back to your club and they have a stage and there's, you know, thousands of people there and, you know, you do a bit of crowd surfing. It's probably the first time that you ever sort of feel or think, what would it be like if I was a guitarist in a rock band or whatever, because you're up on stage and all the people are there and they yell at your name and you get introduced, and that's fantastic.
We'd been at the club for so long and we'd had so many ups and downs, and to achieve that, just to see those guys and been able to show and share that moment with them.
Once you win a grand final, you've got a bond for life, there's a brotherhood for life, and all the others are individual honours, and when you play for your country or your state, that's three guys' opinion. Now, that's three selectors can make you an Australian player. But when you win grand finals, you've got to be a special team, you've got to have the recipe right, the old blood, sweat and tears that go into winning grand finals.
Just to realise that of all the hard work and everything that you've strived to achieve and the sacrifices that you've made have finally come to fruition, it is all about relief, and all of the really good stuff comes later.
It's a numbing feeling, you know, for someone to say, oh, what did you remember? Well, it was numb.
You hear all the stories about other people that win grand finals and you never really understand. It was unbelievable, really unbelievable.
No better feeling.
For McDonald's, Triple M Footy.
Just over now from kickoff here at ANZ Stadium as the sun fades behind the stand here, which means it'll cool down. It's the most beautiful day, isn't it, Gerds and Eugene? Billy Harrigan, you could not get better conditions for a major game. So what Sterlo said earlier, that it should be free-flowing, hopefully that comes to pass, because I'll tell you what, it's been late on for it.
Well, there's a nice dry wind as well, Dan. So, you know, we know here as it sort of gets a little bit later on, there's a little bit of dew that can sort of take effect and play its part in the game. But with this light wind, sort of light westerly, stays on it, it's just going to keep it nice and dry. It's nice and firm, and, yeah, it'll be conducive to an open game.
MG, haven't the Raiders looked relaxed this week? I bumped into a few of them at the Dally M's. They were enjoying themselves. It wasn't a chore for them to be there. They look like they've genuinely embraced the week.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think it's refreshing to see. You know, you get a lot of teams in their first grand final. I think BJ Lalua is the only one who's played a grand final from this Raiders outfit, and he was 18 years of age. So, you know, I think that Ricky Stewart, with all the experience he's got, as both as a player and a coach, you know, in his early days at Roosters as a coach, he'd be saying exactly that then, embrace the week. I think because these opportunities don't come along very often in a rugby league career. You've got to grab it with both hands and savour it.
I agree 100%. MG, I reckon Ricky's had a massive influence on the way the Raiders guys have prepared this week, not just about how they're going to go about their game, but just in relation to all the things that they've done. You know, they've taken a lot of pressure and taken a lot of the anxiety out of, you know, putting guys in situations where they had to do media or they could only speak about certain things or they had to be here at a certain time. And You know, he's just giving them free range, a little bit like Brad Fittler did to the New South Wales guys. And what that does is it takes a little bit of the pressure off, just makes everything a little bit lighter. And we've seen, you know, them stay behind for, you know, sometimes 40 minutes after the press conferences, just talking to some of the journos, been able to talk about anything. And I think that's been Ricky Stewart's tactic this week. And let's see how it goes.
But I guess also, not that they've got big egos or anything, but when you've been ignored largely for, I mean, you know, a lot of these players have been there for a while and the media hasn't cared, and they, you know, they haven't had big crowds at Canberra, even though they've got a following. So they're probably enjoying the fact that they are the centres of attention. It's actually quite nice.
And especially, I think there was a lot of pressure on them last week. You know, full stadium down there at Canberra, and the biggest game that they probably ever played there at their home stadium. They came out, they played a little bit nervously, didn't they?
They did.
To overcome that hurdle, they kind of feel like the pressure's on the Roosters. Everyone's expecting the Roosters to win. They're trying to just sort of slide in as the underdogs and not feeling too much pressure at all, Dan, which could be a massive... It could have a massive impact for them.
By the way, prime time is for CCs, footy and CCs. You just can't say no. I'll ask you both. If there was to be an unsung hero in this Raiders side tonight, because we all expect Papali's going to be the big dog, Hodgson's going to do some things if they're going to win, who would you think would be the guy at the end? We're going, geez, I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have won the game.
Unsung? I think Caesar. I think Caesar's the one that most think that is maybe the weak link in the Raiders back line. As far as being targeted go, I know he'll be targeted big time, but I think he's got a performance in him that could say, wow, I didn't think I'd see that from Aiden Caesar. And I want him to run more. His kicking game is fantastic. Whiten's kicking game is fantastic. The Whiten's running game has gone next level this year, and I'd like to see Caesar probing a little bit more and just asking the Roosters forwards around the ruck area, where I think they're the most vulnerable, to take them on a bit more.
Here we go. Teams are in. Sorry, Gertz, to cut you off. Jake Friend is in. Sam Verrills is in. And Zane Tedevato is gone. Wow, what a bitter blow for him. But interestingly, Verrills is going to start. At least that's what has been named. I'm surprised by that, Gertz. Because... Well, when do you put Friend in now? I mean, you would have thought...
You'd start with him, wouldn't you?
You'd let him take the heat out of the game, wouldn't you? 20, 25 minutes, maybe go to half-time, which is what I was told they were looking at. But your initial reaction, boys?
Well, it's not like either one of these dummy halves that have great running games, do they? They're really good at defence and tying in the middle, and obviously, you know, they're short passing game, but they're not guys that are going to... Like a Damien Cook that are going to... Yeah, when the energy goes out of the back end of that first and second half, they're going to be able to come on and run from dummy half and cause lots of issues defensively for the Raiders. So it's an interesting one.
All right, let's digest that. Come back on the other side, because we've got plenty to get through between now and kickoff. There's the news. Thanks to Mungle Boots, Jake Friend will play in the 2019 NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final. And we'll be back on the other side of this.
Triple M footy. Let's go! Kareem Hot Water.
56 minutes until kickoff in the grand final. Our body language expert Ryan Girdler is going to run his eye over the Raiders and the Roosters. We're getting shots of them in the dressing rooms. And Ben Dobbin right now, another very special guest.
Yeah, he's dressed, probably the best dressed person here. Sam Thider, he's about to announce the band before the pre-game. Mate, are you surprised Jake Friend has been named? Is it a big risk for this Rooster side?
Yes and no. It's very, very hard, this one. You want experienced players playing, but I thought Sam Verrill's been doing a fantastic job for the Roosters. You know, if I was him, I'd be fairly disappointed that I wasn't getting a chance and opportunity to get into the game. But it's a huge call. It's very Roosters-like. They've held their cards close to the chest all week. They've been tight-lipped. Nothing's been leaked, which is very, very rare in rugby league. But I'm not surprised. But we can only see at the end of the game whether this is a good or a bad decision.
Up to you, boys.
Sammy, you've been here, mate, on the biggest stage. The Raiders haven't been here for 25 years. If you were Ricky Stewart, what's the one piece of advice you'd be passing on to your players just before they ran out tonight?
First and foremost, when you run out, enjoy the roar of that crowd.
Yeah.
That is the absolutely most amazing thing. And that's something you miss as a retired player, is that roar of the crowd, that the goosebumps that you feel are absolutely amazing. But for those guys, they need to first and foremost have fun and enjoy the moment. Stick to their game plan. Ricky, I know, is very meticulous in his video sessions. He would have watched a lot of video and a lot of tape on the Roosters, and he'll have his team very well prepared today.
Who gets the points in that battle of the middle today, Sammy?
Well, I'm looking forward to the big boys going up against one another, Big Papa and JWH. I think with Big Papa's size, he's a little bit shorter. JWH, he runs straight upright, and that's what I used to love. I used to love getting up underneath him, putting on his back. Now, if Josh Papali can win that battle, I'm sure he'll inspire his team to follow him.
You miss it, Sammy? Your nine are keeping you busy, I see, but what's it like not being on the field?
Yeah, keeping busy is good. It's very distracting, but big games like this, sitting on the sideline this year watching the State of Origin series, I was itching to get out there and play. Watching the two games here today already, there's nothing better than grand final day, and I want to be out there playing.
You be honest, you would have made that cover tackle on Tedesco, wouldn't you, in game three?
Oh, easy,
you
all easy, over it. Yeah. With my big quads and skinny
100%.
Ankles, that's sprinter's legs right there.
All right, have a good call tonight, brother. Tonight. See you, Sammy. So we've got some early, you wouldn't call them fireworks, would you? Flames, sparks going off. There's the Flames here at ANZ Stadium, as Triple M does. Prime time for CC's footy. And has there been a more perfect sponsor? CC's before a game.
Oh, yeah.
Footy and CC's, double G's. Can't say no. Are you a double G? You've always been a man of indulgence. Yes. You know, it's like you can't...
I can't just go for the normal sultry plain. I want a double.
You're not a moderation man.
There we go.
So we're going to...
You say we're going to Cairns tonight in this with our coverage?
Absolutely.
I'm going up there tomorrow.
Are you really?
Port Douglas.
Any restaurants you want to mention and try and get in?
No, I've never been there before.
Is that right? So in all these years, you've never been to Cairns?
No. Port Douglas. I've gone to Cairns once, I think, as an inner city.
Beautiful city. We were there for the World Cup, good.
Yeah.
Port Douglas, hour drive up the road.
Can't wait.
Wonderful part of the world. You have a good time.
Thank you, mate.
We are going to have the retiring players now.
Good class, Dan, too.
Paraded. Where are the binoculars, Gerds? Here they are. They're right in front of me. So let's see. Paul Gallen and Sasaya Thecky from the Sharks. James Maloney. Michael Gordon. Greg Bird's been given a lap of honour.
Oh, that's good.
In his Super League career with Catalan. Robbie Rocco. Robbie Farrer. Will Matthews from the Gold Coast. The Ross Dog. Nathan Ross. Sean Kennedy. What an outstanding career he had. Two South Sydney legends, John Sutton and Greg Inglis. And then on the other side here, Sam Tagatese and Sean Fensom. Blake Ashford, the Beast, Manu Vadavai. Yeah, the Beast looks in good nick too.
Did he go overseas for a couple of seasons,
did he? He sure did.
Okay.
Greg Eastwood and Trent Hodkinson and Jeremy Lattimore. You're right, MG, that's a it's always a good class, but that's a beauty. So they're...
I love the fact that they remember guys who have been fantastic for the game here in the NRL. They might have gone over to the Super League to finish their careers, but they welcome them back with open arms for this.
Does that mean James Maloney gets another one when he retires over there?
Probably, if there's a quid in it.
So, I don't remember them actually doing that before, MG. Great move, particularly someone like a Greg Bird. He had a fabulous career.
Manu, yeah.
The Beast, yeah. Manu Vadavai. I think he's still in the top 10 of all-time try scorers in our game. Michael Gordon, that's an interesting ensemble. He's wearing a bow tie. And what a statesman for the game he has been, ending his career with the Gold Coast Titans. There's a real haze now, an eerie atmosphere over ANZ. We had all the flames and it's left all this smoke. And it's quite the scene here. Remember, it's the first night of daylight saving, but it will be a fully-fledged night game, so...
Greg Eastwood out in the field. You see the Canterbury Cup game today that they won by a second to go?
Unbelievable. So, yes, for those that missed it, Burley Bears led Newtown Jets, the Cronulla Feeder Club. Well, it was 16-6, but it got to 16-10. The Jets scored with, a minute to go to make it 16-14. They missed the kick.
Yep.
And then what happened? Burley kicked it out on the full.
Unbelievable.
And then the Jets with basically one last play. What if that'll
incredible.
Haunt those poor Burley buggers? That'll haunt them forever.
Yeah.
As now these players are all out there, and They're out in the middle of this ANZ Stadium. I'll tell you what we might do. Let's clear a break because we've got plenty to get through. We've got a bit of the entertainment. We've got some more Dobbo interviews, and then we've got to really knuckle down and get down to this game. It's the Roosters. It's the Raiders. Prime time for CC's. Triple M rocks the grand final for Ream Hot Water and for Macca's.
For Ream Hot Water. Get your boots out! Triple M footy.
Yes, it's the grand final. You've got Mark Guy, Ryan Goodler, both premiership winners. Bill Harrigan, the best ref of all time. Dan Ganane and Ben Dobbin. The big news for Mungall Boots, Jake Friend has been selected. He'll play in jersey number 20, but he'll start from the bench. Sam Verrills retains his starting spot, so they're playing with two hookers, and Zane Tetovano, the unlucky player, to miss out. The Raiders are 1-17. They are the teams for Mungall Boots. We go down to Ben Dobbin. Who you got there,
Dobbo?
I'll tell
you what, we've got one superstar here. He's retired this year. Greg Inglis, mate, congratulations. How you feeling, brother?
Yeah, I'm a bit overwhelmed, but it's grand final day, so I'm feeling pretty good. Bringing back memories.
You've won plenty of games here, Origin Series and grand finals. What's the specialist memory here?
I think just having a crowd around and people enjoying the games. Obviously, being in the sheds and putting an 80 minutes performance together each week and just really enjoying the moment out here, especially with everyone else.
We'll let you go, mate.
You can't keep up.
Run Dobbo.
So the truck took off and Dobbo was left in the dust. Well done there, Dobbo. And good to hear from Greg Inglis there. And geez, he's had some memories at this ground, some great Origin moments, but also a Clive Churchill medal win here with the Storm. And then who can forget the Goanna with the Rabbitohs back in 2014?
Very special.
I love how, MG, I bet you love this as well, how the in-goals are painted the team colours.
Yeah,
they went away from that for a while. God knows why, but we got the blue Roosters at the top end, at the northern end, and we got the Raiders, the green, at the southern end here. So good for the NRL for bringing that back.
Oh, it's fantastic. Seeing these retired players going around the field too. Every car that has their player's name embroidered on the side, i.e. Sean Cunningdale and Nathan Ross are in a car, and Robbie Farah and Robbie Rocco, and you just kind of look at the names and you remember a moment that them players played, and it's a good, I love this type of day where we remember our past greats, and a lot of them didn't scale the lofty heights of a lot of them, but everyone who puts on a pair of boots to play first grade, they've got to have a big pat in the back.
Yeah, you play one first grade game, you've achieved something.
I think so, Dan. I think you're right, mate.
Very special. Dobbo, back down to you.
Yeah, Robbie Farah, congratulations on a fantastic career. I mean, premierships here, it's special memories. It's sad for you, though, mate, to finish your career. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, it's all good things got to come to an end, I guess. And for me, the time was right. I've thoroughly enjoyed my time. It's definitely been a journey of a lot of highs and a lot of lows, but I'm excited about what the next chapter in my life brings as well.
What's that look like for you, mate? What's the Robbie Farah 2020 look like?
Hopefully 2020, a bit of travel, to be honest. Just do all the things I never really had the opportunity to do in my life, and so looking forward to doing that. I've got a business that I'm continuing to grow, and I really enjoy my time doing that. So 247, I'm taking a group to Miami for the Super Bowl in February, so it's the perks of the job.
Up to you, boys.
Hang on, you couldn't travel, Robbie. Didn't you leave midway through the season
days
to go to watch the bloody Champions League?
Yeah, 3 days.
hey, Robbie, you played against both these sides this year and had some pretty good battles. Who do you think wins today?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a great match, mate. I'd love for the Raiders to win. I'm very close with Ricky Stewart. I've got a lot of time for Stick, and I'd love nothing more than for him to win a premiership with the Raiders. But for myself, I think defence wins premierships, and you look at the last 10 years, I think the best defensive teams generally win the competition. I think the Roosters will be good, too good tonight.
Jake Friend is playing, Robbie. Didn't think he was. He's starting from the bench. Do you think that's a calculated gamble?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't read too much into it, but look, he is their captain. He's pretty inspirational sort of player for them. So if he's right to go, then he's in their best 17. So I'm sure it'll be a big boost for the Roosters tonight.
That's here we go, Billy. Sorry, Billy just wanted the binoculars. But Robbie, fabulous career, mate. Congratulations
buddy.
And enjoy retirement. Enjoy the travel.
Thanks, guys. I will do.
There you, brother. Robbie Farah. I'm sure we'll see him in the media as well over the next few years. I think we're getting ready for the entertainment. What are you looking at there, Billy?
Bit of One Republic.
I was just having a look there, and I saw Big E and Robert. See, there's ex-players out there.
Yeah, I think they're all players. They won the Ken Stevens medal, Billy, I think.
Okay, yeah, and a Big E and Roberts is on the end there, and I've just been watching him in the Les Norton series.
Oh, he's
as
good
a bouncer on the front door of the King's Cross.
Yeah.
Illegal Casino. You ever read those Robert G. Barrett books?
No. He goes all right as an actor, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes all right. He's a bouncer in it. Have you watched it? MG?
Oh, yeah.
Les Norton?
Leslie Norton, yeah. Robbie Dean Barrett, he was a good man. He's lived up at Terrigal.
He's still looking fit, too. Robert Dean Roberts.
All right, so we're going to take a couple of minutes of this pre-match entertainment. We do have to take a break in a couple of minutes. One Republic is our act. And not necessarily prime Triple M meat, but you'll recognise the songs when they perform them. Gerds, are you ready to do your body language analysis?
Yeah, I've had a good look. All right, had a good look while you guys have been banging on.
All right, let's do this.
I can tell from your body language.
Oh, yeah.
Body language.
We really have to update that.
We do. We certainly do. It was. I liked the finish. I didn't like the start too much. And had a really good look into the sheds, boys, as the cameras often do on grand final day. They go in and they give the fans here on the big screen a look at what's been going on. Hard to split them, Dan. I have to say, both sides, I expected a little bit more anxiety coming the Roosters' way, given the fact there's a fair bit more pressure on them and their build-up's been... You know, it's been a little bit more encumbered with obviously the friend issue and the like, but they look nice and relaxed. I had a good look at Tedesco, and he's super relaxed. And then they went over to the Raiders lineup, and Croker did a really nice, calm interview, and couldn't see too many nerves in that dressing room as all, Dan. So at this point, hard to split them. Hard to split them.
You're picking a nil all draw.
Yeah, but it's here we go. One of my bugbears of rugby league in 2000 and since they've been doing it since 2011 or 2010 earlier, biggest game of the year, the players aren't warming up on the field,
yeah,
but every week they do for 40 minutes, and every third week we get someone getting injured in the warm up. I don't know why in Origin and Grand Finals, when we've got the biggest games of the year, that they don't warm up. They warm up in their sheds like we should do,
yep.
And then you run out for the first time and see the crowd and hear the crowd. And
it's a good facility down there, though, isn't it?
Get it, Billy.
The referees, have they come out, Billy, or not?
No, they're inside in the shed, so why can't they stay in every week?
Exactly.
I'm with you, MG. I say it every time.
I
think if you're a commissioner for a day, that might be the first thing you do, MG.
Oh, it would. I just see them out there, Dan, and I'm going, okay, well, they're running a bit hard for my liking, because I think I want them to do that 20 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
Not 20 minutes before the game. Yeah.
One thing I did notice in the sheds, though, Dan, there was no Trent Robinson, but Ricky Stewart was going around individually and speaking to every player, and that's kind of... Now, that's not long before kickoff. That's 40 minutes out, so you're delivering the final message there. I wonder what Trent Robinson's tactic's going to be.
All right, we're nearly full here at ANZ Stadium. Plenty of people making sure they're here for this. So we had a pretty decent crowd for the early games. Well done to the Brisbane Broncos women. They took out the NRLW again with a comprehensive win over the Dragons. So we've had two NRL women's tournaments, and both have gone to the Broncos. I think Corey Parker was coaching that...
Trainer. He's trainer. The blue shirt man.
He told me he was the coach.
Oh, he might be.
He's telling fibs.
I don't think he's the coach, but he might be.
Okay, a prime time for CCs. later we'll have the Jack Links protein snacks.
Says here the coach is Kevin Wright. Kelvin Wright. Sorry,
Kelvin. I congratulated him on the appointment earlier in the year, and he said, oh, thanks, mate. That's great. You know, he's thinking false credit, Corey.
All right.
We're just waiting for... One Republic to take to the stage. Let's take a little bit of this, actually, because they are doing, I think, a Ken Stephen Medal presentation.
And all of our nominees for using our great game of rugby league to make a positive difference off the field.
Okay, we got our timing wrong there.
Yeah.
Triple M for Reem and McDonald's live radio, everyone. You can tweet us at @MMNRL. And may I call on you to tell us where you're listening from. We love it.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
Where are you? Well, where are you going to watch listen to the grand final?
Surely
from?
We're getting a lot of Northern English people on the app. I mean, we've got Hodgson and Whitehead and Bateman. Who else have we got? No, they're the three Englishmen playing in this game. Well, Ryan Sutton, bad luck to him. Jersey number 19, just missed out. But they bring plenty of grand final experience with them. These players, and Soliola as well from the Super League. So they have plenty of experience in big games. Quick break, back with more Triple M.